The G.I. Journal goes to press.
G.I. Journal, Editor-in-Chief William Bendix speaking. What's that? You want us to run an ad for you in G.I. Journal? Okay, let's have it. Lost sometime Saturday night on Vine Street, valuable dog, predominantly Chihuahua. Wait a minute, how do you spell that? Oh, D-O-G, thank you. Where's that tower push assistant of mine? Hey, Treacher, Arthur Treacher.
Yes, sir, did you bellow for me, sir?
Hey, Treacher, what's a chihuahua?
Well, it's a species of canine, sir. An exceedingly diminutive canine with a minimum of hirsute adornment.
Hey, Treacher, what's a chihuahua?
Well, perhaps we'd better let the matter drop, sir. And if you don't mind my asking, I would like to know how you ever got to be the editor of G.I. Journal.
Oh, me?
Yes. I realize we're at the bottom of the manpower barrel, but must we employ Lockheed Reject?
Now, wait a minute, Treacher. You can't talk to me like that. What do you think I am, a dope, a dummy, a half-wit, a jerk?
Keep going, sir. I'll tell you when to stop.
Treacher, I'm tired of you insulting me like this. Just because I can't read or write, you think I'm illiterate, huh?
Well, that did give me a clue, sir.
I'll have you know I've had plenty of experience with newspapers.
Telling them, sir?
No, not telling them, sir. When I was a kid, I took a New York Times to school with me every day.
A New York Times, sir?
Certainly. What did you expect me to wrap my lunch in, a bull term sack? Anyway, I've just got another great idea. Let you and me take a little trip south of the border to collect some material for this issue.
For once, I think you may have hit upon something.
Why, sure. I think we ought to be more friendly with our Latin American neighbors, especially the females.
The females, sir?
Yeah. There's nobody I'd rather have a date with than one of them hot-blooded Spanish haciendas.
Well, sir, for your information, a hacienda is a house.
For your information, Treacher, that's how I like them built.
Yes, I know, sir. You know, I saw you with one the other night. Not only was she built like a house, she had quite a garage.
Oh, yeah, you mean Mabel, yeah. She does the fence work.
With me, she wouldn't have to.
Now, look, don't knock Mabel, Peter. Mabel is doing a great job in an airplane factory, camouflaging bombers. Last week alone, she camouflaged 6 B-29s.
Really, sir? How did they turn out?
Who knows? Nobody can find them. Yeah, Mabel's all right. But those babes south of the border. Wow. I don't know what it is, but they do something to me.
Well, anything at all would be an improvement.
Now, just a minute, Treacher.
Now, really, sir, you know, you've got to get a grip on yourself. Women are wrecking your life. Every night in the week, you're out chasing after girls. Wouldn't be so bad if you caught one once in a while.
Well, I can't help it, Treacher. I'm nuts about things. Started when I was in the fourth grade in public school. I fell in love with my teacher.
Oh, did there anything come of it, sir?
No, there was too big a difference in our ages. I was 11 years older than she was.
Well, sir, you know, I'm afraid you'll have to put women out of your mind completely while we're on tour of Latin America, sir. This Latin American issue of G.I. Journal is extremely important.
But, Treacher, how can I put women out of my mind completely?
Oh, there must be a way, sir.
Yeah, but I'm too young to die.
presses are rolling our request column your way as we welcome G.I. Journal's new music editor, Lieutenant Jimmy Greer, with the 11th Naval District Coast Guard Band. And here for the combat medic, and also the gang at Navy 163, is a tune that you asked for. Together.
South of the border. Beautiful country, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's tough sledding.
Why?
No snow. Well, I'm getting kind of hungry. Here's a nice looking place. Let's stop in and get a bite to eat, eh? Come on, Teacher, let's go in.
Buenos dias, senor. Welcome to the Vista de la Roya de Vincente Los Ramones in Parica Hacienda.
What does that mean?
Sam's Auto Court. How long are you going to be with us?
Well, I don't know. We just wanted to have maybe...
Well, all we charge is $2 a night if you stay with us for 6 years. Or even less if you take your 20-year lease with 10-year absence.
But you don't understand, old boy. We are just off for a bit of lunch.
Well, with me, it is also just after lunch. Full, aren't we?
Look, I haven't had anything to eat in 6 hours. What could I be full of?
To a good neighbor, I will not talk this way.
Please, my good fellow, hand me that bill of fare, will you?
Bueno, senor. If you do not see what you like on the menu, wipe it off.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's something I like. How about these stuffed bell peppers?
Oh, I will not eat the bell peppers.
Why not?
Clang, clang, clang goes your stomach.
What is this, this south of the border blue place?
Oh, that is most of the jumping, Venus. Well, this is a very hot day.
Well, what makes it so hot?
Well, if you jumped around like they did all day, you'd be hot too. And, but maybe I could give you a plate of jumping beans soaked in tequila.
Jumping beans with tequila?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know that. I've never been any survivors.
Perhaps you'd be good enough to make us a plain ham sandwich.
Oh, I can make you a wonderful ham sandwich.
Yes?
Mm. You got ham and bread?
Hey, wait a minute. Here's something I can really go for. Oh, boy.
Good afternoon, senor. My name is Lina Romao.
Lina Romao, huh? Well, Lina, it certainly is a pleasure to bump into you. In fact, it's a pleasure to bump into you anywhere.
Yes, I wish you'd stop bunting and introduce me, sir.
Oh, no, nothing to it, Lisa. You go sit in the car. Does that meet with your approval, Senorita?
Oh, that is fine. I go sit with him.
You see, sir, you're hopelessly outcast. Senorita, my name is Arthur Treacher. Shall we rip off a rumble?
That I would love, senor.
Oh, splendid. Oh, dear, dear me, there doesn't seem to be any music.
Perhaps this fat one would haunt something.
Now, wait a minute, honey. You're talking to one of the greatest athletes that ever came out of Brooklyn.
Oh. Do they keep the ball in Brooklyn?
No, just umpires.
Speaker, will you please leave? Go and park your car or something, will you?
Oh, where's my parking, sir?
Out of there. Try Seattle.
Oh, yes. Very well, sir. I'll go. Adios, my little flower.
Adios, Peter, my long string vine.
Now we can talk in peace. You know, Senorita, I'm down here for just one reason. I've made up my mind to do everything I can to further goodwill between your country and mine.
You mean you are leaving right away?
Yes, sir. No, I just got here, and what a break for me running into a beautiful girl that can show me all the sights.
I would like to help you, senor, but my boyfriend would be very nice.
Nuts to your boyfriend.
He is 6'4" and very strong.
That's what I say. I'm nuts about your boyfriend. Have you got any sisters?
Oh, yes. I've got 12 sisters, but they are all married, and they all have 5 or 6 little muchachos. You might not believe this, senor, but I have seen an aunt for 54 times.
You've seen an aunt 54 times?
Si.
Gosh, with all those kids, you think you'd be an Oakland.
Now, if you will excuse me, senor, it is time for me to sing my song. Mira que la vida es triste, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Con tus gotas, con tu trinidad, despierta el alma la noche ya se va. Con tus gotas, con tu trinidad, despierta el alma la noche ya se va. My heart sings just for two. This is a song I sang last night to you. Means my heart is on the wing. And when you're near, I hear an angel sing. My love is falling, I'm flying high. You're so adoring, my heart is in the sky. The bird that sings will soon be true. Then I'll be winging my song of love to you. Cantarme alegra el corazón.
was excellent, Mr. Ermeyer. Now, Mr. Bendix, I think we'd better go back to work, eh?
It's that we stuff. I saw her first.
I was referring to our newspaper work, sir.
Oh.
If you will recall, you promised me faithfully that while down here, you'd abstain from any dalliance with amorous proclivities.
Did I say that?
Yes, but in your own way, sir. I believe your actual words were, "No help, dear creature, I'm going to lay off the smoothing."
Must have been out of my mind. Run along, creature. I'm going to be very busy.
Very well, sir. You forced me to take desperate measures. I shall see you later, sir. Pardon me, miss, but aren't you Jinx Falkenberg?
Why, yes, I am.
Miss Falkenberg, I noticed that you were staying at this hotel, so I decided to come to you for help. You see, something is about to go wrong.
Oh, really?
His name is William Bendix.
Well, just what is your problem with this, Mr. Bendix?
Well, all he can think of, Miss Falkenberg, is women. Women, women, women. You know, all such men should be put in a sanitarium immediately.
Oh, but you can't do that. We need the Army, Navy, and Marines right now.
Yes, well, of course, I see your point, yes. You know, nevertheless, we've got to do something about this boss of mine. It's vital to G.I. Journal.
Well, what can I do?
Well, I have a little plan, Miss Falkenberg. Do you speak Spanish?
I can say, si, senor.
Yes, but I wouldn't advise it around Mr. Bendix.
Don't worry. I'm also an expert on hand-to-hand combat.
Well, that's splendid, I say, yes. Now, all you have to do, you know, is impersonate one of those local senoritos. Turn all your charm on Mr. Bendix, then give him the brussel.
I see. Make him hate Latin American women, huh?
Exactly. It's a little like trying to make a seal square or fit, but I think you can do it.
Well, I'll certainly try. Of course, it isn't going to be easy making love to him and forcing him to keep his distance at the same time.
Well, but it is somewhat of a problem, but, okay, look out. Here he comes. You're on your own, Mr. Falkenberg.
Buenas noches, hombre hermoso.
Well, well, well. How are you, babe? What's cooking?
You, I think, soon.
Oh, you mean that you and I could become friends, babe?
Oh, pues mira, hombrecito, te quiero decir que eres el hombre más hermoso de mi vida. Me encanta muchísimo.
Boy, what a shame that to go through down here to say yes.
Did anyone ever tell you that you are very, very handsome, senor?
No.
My, what honest people is American. But I think you are beautiful. Mi amor, oh, those eyes, so clear, so lovely, so neat, so kissable.
You think I'm kissable, huh?
Oh, si, pues luego. Wouldn't you like to kiss me?
Oh, boy, I'll say. Come here, babe. Come here again.
You touch me and I'll scratch your eyes out.
Oh, it's my mistake. Go on, babe. I'll see you around.
But where are you going, Curioso? I couldn't stand it if you left.
Huh?
Ay, caramba. How I would love to have you crush me in your big, strong arms and smother me with hot, burning kisses.
Well, here I come.
You lay a hand on me and I'll scream for the police.
Well, this is a very peculiar country they got down here. Look, babe, make up your mind, will you? Where I come from, the Danes don't act like this. They just say no, and that's the end of it.
Oh, but some of them must say yes to a big, beautiful, gorgeous caballero like you, huh?
Oh, well, here we go again. Look, I'm getting tired of this. I want to know right now, once and for all, how do we say it?
Very well, I will tell you.
All right.
I love you. I adore you. I despise you. You are beautiful. Kiss me. Don't you dare. I hate you. I love you. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Go away.
What a revolting development this is. That settles it. This dame has definitely blown her enchilada.
Thank you.
fine situation, I must say, sir. We came down here to get some local color for our G.I. journal. So far, we haven't a thing.
Yeah, I know, but we'll get some today.
Wait, senor. I know how you can get some local color and spend the day very pleasantly because.
So do I, but how are we going to get rid of street there?
Oh, Senorito Romay does not mean that, senor. He means the bullfight.
Oh, say, that's right. There is a bullfight today. And tonight they're holding one of them big Spanish fiestos.
You mean fiesta?
Well, my Spanish ain't what it used to be.
And it used to be deplorable. Well, we better get started if we're going to the bullfight.
Well, here we are at the arena.
Yes, perhaps it'd be a good idea to interview one of the bullfighters before the fight, sir. Get his personal story for our paper.
Now, let's wait till after the fight, huh?
Sometimes after the fight, there is no one to interview except the bull.
Yeah, see, that's right. And if the bull had a tough fight, he might be too pooped out to talk, too.
Well, here is the dressing room of the bravest, most fearless toreador this country has ever seen.
Yes, I have heard of him. He is magnifico, daring, and so handsome.
Well, great, I'll get his story.
Hello.
Say, ain't you an American?
Oh, certainly. I'm a gen ex clern may ex cat private tad fat.
Tell me, what are you doing down here, Sack?
Oh, I'm on a furlough. See, I got a 3-day stay pass. 3-day. I'm on a 24-hour leave. I got permission from the commanding officer. Let's not get nosy, bub.
Gee, we didn't expect to find a guy like you in a bull ring.
Well, I'm the head toreador. There's never been a better matador. I'm the best ticketer. Well, somebody's got to sweep up after the bull.
Oh, so that's what you do, huh?
Well, up till now. But this afternoon, they're gonna make me a toreador. Today I fight the mostly ferocious. He's the meanest bull who ever is. He's the wickedest. He's nasty.
Oh my goodness! I bet you're very frightened.
Who, me? How'd you know?
Oh, Senor Sack, you are making fun. Surely a big, strong, brave, handsome devil like you is not afraid of a little fool.
I was kidding. I ain't scared. I got it all figured out. I'll just stand there in the center of the ring, and we'll be when the bull comes out, snorting and waving his horns at me. I'll raise my trusty sword, and I'll plunge over the fence.
Oh, I'm sure you will be victorious, senor. And when you are, I will go out with you tonight to the fiesta.
Oh, no. I will go with him to the fiesta.
No, I will.
I will.
I will.
Fight over me, girls. I love it.
Hey, yeah, wait a minute. Look over there. They're carrying out the toreador from the last fight on a stretcher.
Oh, my. The bull must have got him with his horns. It happens all the time.
Well, how long?
You're on now.
Oh, no, I ain't. You're not getting me to go yet.
Oh, come on, Sassy. Be brave. Yes. Show us what you are made of.
Don't worry, he will.
Well, Give me a little push, will you?
Well, goodbye, my boy. You better leave me your dog tag.
See you later.
Well, there he goes.
He's walking into the center of a big ring. Here comes the bull!
The fight is started. Fight, wasn't it?
Look, they're carrying him out. Here he comes.
Oh, Senor Scott, speak to me. Say something. Tell me, Senor, where did the bull get you?
He got me to the south of the border.
Senorita Falkenberg, we're on our way home again. Sorry I didn't get to know a real Spanish dame like you a little better.
Still, I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm as American as you are. The whole thing was a gag.
How do you like that? And all the time I thought you were a real senor. Well, there's still one genuine Spanish tamale around here. Lena Romay. Hey, Lena, come here.
You call me?
I got some news for you. Jink Falkenberg isn't really Spanish. She talks English better than I do, almost.
Are you kidding? Who doesn't?
What was that?
You heard me. Hit the road, fat boy.
How do you like that? This is Bill Bendick, gang, and before we close up the G.I. Journal for the night, I want to thank our star reporters, Jink, Lena, Arthur Treacher, Jimmy Greer, and the Coast Guardsman, and Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc. And I also want to put in one final plug for G.I. Bonds and Soldier Savings, see? When you get back, maybe you'd like to take a trip south of the border, see? Do a little traveling the easy way. Well, that'll take you kidding, so put some aside every payday, see? Come on, gang.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.